This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A former policeman burst into a daycare center in northeastern Thailand, killing dozens of people, mostly children, in the deadliest rampage in that nation's history. AP correspondent Karen Chavez has the story.
The attacker killed at least 24 children, most of them preschoolers, and several teachers as he continued to fire on people as he fled the scene. When he returned home, he killed his wife and his own child before killing himself. In a nearby hospital, people queued to give blood. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha told reporters he was shocked by the ex-officer's actions. This shouldn't happen. I feel deep sadness towards the victims and their relatives. Hours after the shooting, a stream of emergency workers emerged from the daycare, each of them carrying white coffins. Authorities say the assailant was fired from the force earlier this year because of a drug offense. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sweden's domestic security agency said Thursday that its initial investigation into explosions last week along two Russian natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea have strengthened the suspicions of serious sabotage as the cause. Separately, a Swedish prosecutor said that seizures have been made at the crime scene and these will now be investigated. He did not identify the seized evidence. Neither of the underwater Russia to Germany Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines had been in use at the time of the blasts, but for days sent methane from the pipes bubbling to the surface off the coast of Sweden and Denmark. Some Scandinavian officials have speculated that Russia detonated the pipeline explosions as a way to punish Western allies for their support of Ukraine. This is VOA News. A Ukrainian official said Thursday Russian shelling struck residential buildings in Zaporizhia, killing at least two people. Oleksandr Staruk, the governor of the Zaporizhia region, posted on Telegram that five other people were trapped in rubble following the attack. Ukraine controls the city, but the Zaporizhia region is mostly occupied by Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Wednesday declaring Russia was annexing Zaporizhia and three other regions. That's a move denounced by Ukraine and its Western partners, as well as the United Nations, as a violation of international law. Zaporizhia is home to Europe's largest nuclear power plant, and shelling in the area in recent months has raised international fears of a nuclear disaster. The United Nations and humanitarian agencies called Thursday for the immediate opening of a humanitarian corridor in Haiti to allow fuel to be accessed at the country's main fuel terminal. Haiti's main entry point for fuel has been blocked by armed gangs since mid-September, causing widespread fuel shortages. The Caribbean island nation has been in the grips of widespread gang-driven violence for more than a year. The gangs are seeking to exploit the political vacuum left by the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse at his home in Port-au-Prince on July 7th of 2021. The United Nations estimates that 1.5 million people have been directly affected by the violence and 20,000 have fled their homes seeking safety. In the United States, falsehoods and harassment related to 2020 are stressing out local election officials. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
In the small town of Carrollton, Ohio, Sherry Wipke with the County Board of Elections has heard things that scare her.
That violence is going to become the way to fix it. You don't like it? Well, then you just go throw a fit and burn the place down.
She's heard conspiracy theories and election falsehoods. People like Wipke have been given more to do and are facing questions about things like electronic voting.
They think we should go back to paper and pencil and everybody counts at the precinct and it. If we go back to that, they don't realize what they're asking for, I guess you could say. They don't realize how much work is involved in going back.
Wipke's boss, Nicole Mickley, chokes up talking about how seriously she takes the job.
We don't do this job for the fame or the fortune or the pats on the back. We do it because we believe in what we're doing.
The clerks say the accusations sting. They don't want to be called a liar. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday announced new humanitarian aid to migrants and refugees in the Americas. Blinken's in Peru. He's on a regional tour that's taken him to Colombia, Chile, and now Lima, Peru. And our top story this hour, a former policeman burst into a daycare center in northeastern Thailand and killed dozens of